Are you rich towards God? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Jesus told a number of parables of rich men. One was a rich farmer who wanted bigger barns so he could eat, drink, and be merry. He was rebuked because he was not rich towards God. That statement should cause us to pause and ask, how can I become rich towards God? It begins with changing our identity from owners to stewards, acknowledging that God owns everything, including you and me. Stewards don't order their finances in such a way that we're free to spend money however we want. We organize our finances in such a way that God can freely spend us however He wants. Next, we love Him with all of our heart, mind, and soul, while loving our neighbors as ourselves. We must faithfully obey Him. The Hebrew word for listen is the same word for obey. When we listen to His advice and put it into practice, we demonstrate our love for God. This means we're not to be greedy, selfish, and coveting, but generous, willing to help those in need, and sacrificial with all we have. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man is cast into hell. Imagine hearing the words Abraham spoke to the rich man. You had all your good things on earth. The rich man was comfortable, preoccupied with his possessions, and oblivious to the needs of Lazarus, who was in full view suffering outside his gate. This is a message we must take seriously. Jesus never condemns wealth, but a heart that's forgotten Him and our duty to serve others in need. Seek this day to be rich towards God. If credit card debt is keeping you from being generous, let Christian Credit Counselors help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit crown.org/CCC.